Quick question. When was the last time that you actually looked at your website and thought, this is really working for me? If the answer is you're not sure, don't worry because you're not alone. Most therapists have a website, but they don't actually know what's helping it to convert, what might be confusing potential clients, and what might actually be turning people away. That's exactly why a website audit is so helpful because it can give you a clear outside perspective on what's actually happening when someone lands on your website. So I'm hosting a live website audit workshop April 17th, where I will walk you through what to look for, look at your website live, talk about what to fix, and how to make your website actually work for you. To learn more and sign up, head to the show notes to register. Now, onto the episode. You're listening to the Raise to Empower podcast. I'm your host, Ashley Comegys, a licensed clinical social worker with a multi-state online therapy practice. I have a passion for empowering women and mom therapists to break free of the fear, overwhelm, and oppressive systems that hold them back from taking action and building the private practice of their dreams. My goal is for you to boldly believe in yourself as a clinician and business owner. If you're looking for a place to learn practice building strategy and skill while also claiming your own power as a woman and a therapist, then you're in the right place. Welcome to the show. Welcome to this week's episode of the Raise to Empower podcast. If you're listening to this live, it's the new year, and I'm really excited to have our first guest of 2024 on the show today. My guest is Stephanie Feld. She is an LCSW in St. Louis, Missouri. She specializes in religious trauma and spiritual abuse and enjoys supporting queer and neurodivergent adults who are processing painful religious experiences. Stephanie is also a copywriting and copy coach for therapists. She recently created the Intensive Design Lab, where she teaches therapists how to launch intensives in their practice so they can work less and earn more while helping clients heal. Stephanie is a native of California, but she loves the mountains more than the beach. If she's not immersed in all things therapy, you will find her at the playground or eating snow cones with her husband and her three-year-old son, Felix. Stephanie, welcome to the podcast. I'm excited to chat with you today.
Thank you. This is so exciting. Happy New Year.
Yes, Happy New Year. So I always start off by chatting with guests just about who they are, because I always find it so interesting how we each get to where we are. And I find there's a lot of common themes that many of us have in like our journey to the work we do. But I also think there's such uniqueness in each of our stories. So for those who don't know you, how did you get into this field? How did you decide, I think I want to become an LCSW, and then the work that you're doing kind of outside the therapy room as well?
Yeah. Oh my gosh. I haven't talked about this in a while. So this is kind of funny because you mentioned the religious trauma, and actually I went to a Christian college and I studied intercultural studies and anthropology. And what I wanted to do was international relief and aid.
Okay.
So I,
oh my gosh, we have so much in common. We have so much in common. We're going to,
oh my gosh. Yes.
This is what I'm saying. We have there, we're going to be doing a whole separate episode on religious trauma. So you and I have a lot more to talk about. Yes.
That's wild. Yeah. Yes. So I like therapy was not a thing I was interested in. Although like, you know, growing up, I really wanted to have therapy, if that wasn't something my family like believed in or was really supportive of. So anyway, I was doing like an internship abroad. I was in Uganda and doing a lot of like macro work that was really like programmatic focused. And what I loved doing there was just like being with people and hearing their stories more like one-to-one. And I had a friend who was, you know, my roommate at the time, and she's like, maybe you should do social work. And I was like, wait, what? Isn't that like people who take your kids? You know, yes, like that was my perception. Like, truly, I was like, why would I do that? And then when I looked into it, I was like, oh, it captures like the micro and the macro. And at that point, I was kind of like straddling both worlds. And so I was like, all right, I think this is, I can do this. Like, and then that's sort of how I got into, well, social work for sure.
Yeah.
And then it just, I selected like a clinical focus and it just kind of went from there. So
there's so many similarities. I'm serious. We're good. There's gonna be a whole separate episode on this, but like there's so much similarity in our stories, oh even like gosh. The micro and macro pieces of social work. So yeah, this is fascinating.
Wow. I can't even, yeah, I'm excited to talk about it.
And so then how did you start venturing into work outside of just therapy? Because I know you have done copywriting. I think you still do some copywriting mm-hmm. for other therapists. And now you're venturing into teaching others about intensives. What kind of helped lead to that shift for you?
Yeah, well, when I was starting my practice, I was in a cohort with other therapists. We were all trying to write our websites together. And I participated in Anna Walker's Confident Copy program, and I'm the copy coach in that program. So really what happened was I just was like, I love this. It's so easy and it's flowing for me and it's fun. And I looked around at the other therapists who were, sitting next to me, and they were just like struggling, and it was agonizing and painful. And I was like, I can make this better for you. We can do this together. Why, outsource the things that are hard, and do the things that you love. And so, that's when I kind of was talking with Anna when I was still one of her students, and, she was like, let's do this. So I transitioned first into copy coaching, and then I started doing done for you copywriting, at that point, which was really cool. And I love the variety. If I just sat in sessions all day, I think like my soul would sort of die. And so that was kind of how that all started. And then I was doing intensives, and I love them, which I'm sure we'll talk about a lot today. But so many people were asking me like, well, what is that? And how do you do that? And can you like, can I meet with you and talk about it? And I thought like, I think there's something here. There's people are wondering about this. And so why don't we make something of it? And that's how the Intensive Design Lab was born.
So those who are listening and like they may have heard the word intensives before, or this might be completely new to them.
Yeah.
What is an intensive?
Yeah. So an intensive is like in the word, it's an more intense therapeutic experience. So instead of having like a 50 or 55 minute session once a week, people can come in and do longer sessions, either a day of like an 8-hour session, or my personal favorite is to do 3 days in a row with 3-hour sessions each. So it's kind of like a 3-day weekend, like really immersive therapy experience where you can go really deep.
Sure. So like, I guess for those who, are just kind of hearing this for the first time, it sounds like there's not like a specific thing of what an intensive has to be. Like what an intensive that you offer is might be different than an intensive, like structurally or even content wise than what I offer.
Oh yeah, absolutely. That's the part that kind of like intimidates people, but it's also the part that's really fun is that you can be really creative and customize it to what works for your life. And then what's best for the type of clients you see. I'm thinking a lot of people who have young kids, their schedules are bonkers. They cannot commit to a weekly session. Like life is just wild. And so a lot of like early, like new moms like to do sort of an intensive where they come for a weekend, you set up childcare, whatever else. And then that time is for you. And it's really, it's really sacred and goes deep. So to answer your question, there's not one way.
Yeah. So how did you decide that was something you wanted to start offering? Like, have you gone through an intensive yourself, or like, was this something you saw other people doing? You thought, oh, that would work for my practice. Like, how did you decide this is going to be something that I do?
Yeah. So the funny thing is like, maybe, I don't even know, 5 or 10 years ago, I had a therapist friend tell me about it. And I was like, what? No, like that can't be. It was like someone who went on a retreat and did like this really deep intensive thing. I was like, very suspicious,
Sure, sure.
And then Once I got into private practice, I was, you know, trained in EMDR and certified. And then I started hearing more and more about people who were doing EMDR intensives.
Yeah.
And it really appealed to me, mostly just curiosity, like, what could that be
Sure.
like? And could I experiment? And once I did, I was like, oh my gosh,
Yeah.
this is amazing.
So did you land and like off the bat on like, this is how I want my intensives to be, like where you say you kind of do yours over 3 days? Like, did you know right away that that was the style of your intensives, or did you kind of play around a bit?
I did. I played around. So I took an intensive, like a course, and then I participated in consultations specifically for intensives for a while.
Sure.
But my consultant also encouraged me to experiment. So
Yeah.
I've done the 3 days. I've done like once a week for a month. Like, someone comes in every Friday for that month and we do a really deep session. I've done a bunch of different formats, really just based on what people want, based on their
Sure.
schedules. And then I kind of got an idea of what I like and kind of clinically what happens when you have the different formats. So
Yeah.
that's been kind of cool to just observe and see what fits.
I know one of the things that is a question that I have, you know, because I, again, it's only kind of come on my radar. A colleague of mine recently has said, you know, this is something that she's offering and it's going to be the primary way that she is now practicing. Like, she's not going to do kind of just 1 hour sessions. I think you're even shifting your practice that it's just going to be intensives as well. And so I'm curious, do you find that clients are looking for this? Like, is this something that someone is seeking out, saying like, I'm looking for a therapy intensive, or do they not know that they're looking for this and they find you and they're like, oh, this might be what I need?
Yeah, I think it's more the second one. Like, some
Okay.
people do know, like, especially like you said, if you've had a friend, family member, or somehow you've heard of it, they might be searching. But for the most part, people are not aware that that's even an option for how to
Sure.
like receive therapy. And so a lot of the like students in the intensive design lab, they now have in their intake or like in their consult questions, like, are you interested in weekly therapy, bi-weekly, or an
Yeah.
intensive? And I just heard from someone who says every single time people are like, well, what is that? You know, like, they're really curious
Yeah.
because it's appealing when you get to kind of the benefits of it. People don't know what it is, but once they hear about
Sure.
it, they're like, okay, well, maybe
Sure.
I want that.
Well, and I would imagine, depending on the type of issue that somebody is coming to therapy for, that an intensive could be very appealing, right?
Yeah.
Where, you know, I think we've talked about this before, right? When you were doing the training for the Village community, that in our typical like 1 hour sessions, you have that beginning period where like you're just kind of chit chatting, and then you get into the depth of the work, like maybe 10 minutes in it starts. And then, of course, it's always Pandora's box opens up like the last 5 minutes, and you're like, well, I'll see you next week or in 2 weeks, right? And even if, you know, Pandora's box hadn't opened in that last minute, if you're doing that really deep work, it can be hard to pick up next week at that same spot, or, you know, in that you're not going to just dive right into like that deep place. So I would imagine that, like, depending on the issue somebody's coming to deal with, that this could be very appealing because they're like, let me just do the work if they're committed to it.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, I work with survivors of sexual trauma, and so like, if your life has been turned upside down by something like that, you don't want to wait in
No.
weekly therapy. You want to,
No.
like, you want to feel like yourself again, you know. Similarly, I know there's another student who does betrayal trauma. So like, couples who are in a really difficult moment of their marriage or their relationship, and you don't want to go to couples therapy and open stuff up and then be like, all right, good luck, see you next week. You know, like, it's so sensitive. And so being able to like open it up a little bit and then continue to go deep brings so much more relief, and it goes so much faster when you're not pausing and doing the week and letting all the dust fly up again.
Sure,
you know?
sure.
It's like exponential progress, which is kind of weird. We've coined the phrase intensive math, that like, you know, because people are always trying to figure out like how many sessions would this intensive has equated. And it's like, well, you don't know. Like there's no way to know. But someone's like, I really think this would have taken months. Like what we did in this day. And it sounds like bonkers when you're just hearing it. But when you're in the moment, you're like, wow, like not having that interruption of life to just keep going deeper and deeper. Oh my gosh.
And I would imagine for the client too, like if they know, like, for example, you talk about, you know, a survivor of sexual trauma, that they are going into that intensive knowing this is what I'm going to be dealing with. And so they can probably make room in their personal life knowing this is going to be hard versus I've had this as a client myself, but then as a therapist where a client comes in and you think it's going to be like, you know, oh, I've got nothing to talk about today. And like, you're ending the session being like, oh my gosh, what just happened? Right. It was like so intense and you're not prepared in the rest of your life to have to deal with that stuff, you know, as a client. And so I would imagine if someone is coming for an intensive or signing up for this, that they probably, you know, are going to have they have the opportunity to create more space for themselves.
Yes. Like they can prepare, you know, we work together to prepare on the front end and the back end so that it's, like there's space in their life and then they come ready, you know, like I show up in a different way. I'm ready to go.
Yeah.
Not that I'm not ready to go just in week to week therapy, but there's like a level of focus that's a lot sharper. Sure. For both people. And it's like, okay, this is a very, highly focused time. We have a really specific goal and we're both in agreement. We're doing it. We're going all the way.
Right. No, that's true. Like for you, like, you know, all right. You know exactly what you're going to be dealing with in that time and in that session versus, you know, there's some clients you're like, I don't know what's coming in today when they come into session. I'm not quite sure what I'm going to be holding space for. And that can be hard for us as therapists, right?
Yeah.
Like because we have our own lives too. And so if we're dealing with stuff and we don't know what's going to kind of be sitting across the couch from us or on screen with us, that can be really hard. So yeah, that it probably allows you as the provider to create your own space to be like, okay, if I'm going to be holding an intensive this weekend, I know I need to clear space in other aspects of my life.
Yeah. Like it has helped me to be way more intentional about self-care and like recovery afterwards, and even like preparing ahead of time.
Sure.
And the other thing that someone else mentioned to me recently is it's so much easier to tune into one person's nervous system for 3 hours.
Yeah.
As opposed to sitting in your office or in front of your computer screen and three different people are filing in and you don't, like you said, you don't know what they're coming in with. And you have to like tune in with them and regulate. And there's, you know, there's a lot of, that takes a toll.
100%.
As a therapist. So there is something that's like easier or smoother about just knowing that I'm tuning in with this person for this time. And that's what I'm doing. That's all that I'm doing.
We've all been told we need to network in our private practice, but no one actually tells us how to do it or what to say. Enter Comprehensive Connecting, effective scripts that expand your networking community and actually fill your online practice. This free guide will give you effective scripts to connect with fellow clinicians, medical professionals, and community stakeholders to build strong networking relationships that will help fill your practice. In this guide, you will get tips and tricks for building relationships that will lead to referrals in your practice, real-life examples of messages used to connect with referral sources, and customizable plug-and-send scripts for your specific practice needs. So download your free scripts guide today by going to bit.ly/compconnecting. Now, do you practice just online or online and in office? Like, how do you do your intensives?
Yeah, I'm hybrid. So most of the time, since I do like trauma work, people want to be in person, and okay. That's totally fine. But every now and then people prefer to be, you know, virtual or in their own sure. house. And that's okay too. I kind of am able to accommodate
yeah.
whatever works for them.
So for like listeners who may have a solely in person or solely online, which I know that's how my practice is structured. And many of us, you know, post COVID either have hybrid or are just online, that shouldn't be a deterrent from somebody saying like, oh no. Should I offer this?
Yeah. Yeah. No, there's so many therapists who are virtual only who offer intensives, and there's ways to help clients like create their space if they're staying at home, yeah. like get your cup of tea or like, you yeah. know, like all these fun little ways to make it really special and prepare it. Or some people, especially moms, will like get a hotel for the weekend and like,
yeah,
and to do the intensive there and like get a massage after yeah. and like really make it this restorative experience.
Sure.
Because like you said, they're making space in their life for it.
Yeah.
It's not like it's a surprise that all of a sudden we like, oops, touched in on something sensitive. So that can be really nice, because this one mom who did it was like, oh, I got 3 full nights of sleep during this.
Yeah.
Like that matters. That's helped my system process as I've done this.
Well, and I would say like, that's not just helping like with the processing of the trauma, but like that's helping like beyond everything too, right? Like if you're having like, yes, it's an intensive weekend, but you're having this opportunity to restore other parts of yourself during mm-hmm. that time too.
Yeah. Yeah, for sure.
What do you think are some of the biggest misconceptions that therapists have about offering intensives in their practice?
I love this question. I think one of the biggest ones is, do I have to be an EMDR therapist? I get that all the time.
Sure.
And it's like, no, like any therapist can offer an intensive. It's simply just a shift of format from like an hour to, it's an accelerated, extended sure. session. So, you know, people are exploring what that can look like for a ton of different modalities, which is really yeah. fun. The other one is like, do I have to have been in practice for, you know, a certain number of years or have a certain type of credential? And like, absolutely not. There's no like certification. There's no training for it. There's skills and there's like
sure,
the art
sure.
and the magic of it, which we can learn together, but there's no requirement or no, I was going to say intensive police is going to come hunt you down and be like, you shouldn't be doing this.
Yeah.
If you're having really good connections with your clients already, intensives just amplify that out like even more.
Sure. Now, one of the questions I know listeners will have, you know, because I've seen this question and I've had it at times myself, for those who accept insurance, how does that work with an intensive?
Yeah, big question. So an intensive, like I said, the ones I offer are 3 hours or plus. And so that's just really not a service that's covered by insurance.
Yeah.
It at the end of the day, it's really not. So a lot of people who are in network will use, they'll share with their client about it, but also to say this isn't covered, you know, it can't count towards your deductible. It would be a private pay or out of pocket cost.
Sure.
And so at that point, if that's something they want, you know, they have a right to that service, even if their insurance won't cover it. And so they would sign like an opt out form and a cash pay okay. agreement. And kind of go about it that way. They can still continue their typical therapy that is sure. covered, you know, if they wish. But that's kind of the info on that.
So some people have a practice then where like they still have their typical kind of like 60 minute appointments, but then maybe they offer this intensive in addition to that. So, you know, maybe there's a topic that's coming up that you're saying like, okay, we can't deal with this so much in that 1 hour session. Let's have an intensive separate from that. So you're using insurance for your 60-minute session, but then out of pocket for the intensive then.
Right, right. Okay. For the longer session. Or they have new people come in who that's just the format that they prefer.
Yeah. You know?
And so maybe they don't accept insurance from that person. They just immediately come in as a private pay or out of pocket.
Sure.
And a lot of therapists are appreciating that option to diversify, you know, to have both.
Yeah.
To have your standard caseload of folks who are using their insurance, but also have this other pool of people who want this like private pay service.
Sure. As you were talking, this just made me think of this question. So like when you were working with clients and you worked with them like in those hour sessions, and maybe they would have the intensive in addition to their hour, were you documenting that like all in one case file, like charting all in one place, or did you keep separate things for those?
Nope. I kept it all in the same record. I just documented it as a separate service.
Okay. Yeah. Okay. So just a separate service, but it's still all like one chart for this client. Mm-hmm.
Okay. Yeah.
Okay.
Good question.
So talk a little bit about the intensive design lab. I know this is something that you have created over this last year, I believe. Tell us a little bit about that.
Yeah, it's so exciting. So the intensive design lab is where I support therapists to launch intensives in their own practice. So it's not just one type of therapist or one specialty. It's folks from all different approaches and backgrounds. And we talk about how to structure it, all the ins and outs. So like the fun big pictures that we're excited about, and then some of the stuff that can be headaches or hassles, we just break it down and make it a lot easier. So stuff like, you know, what does my paperwork need to look like? And how can I set up my policies for success? How can I begin to market this and bring in people who are interested? So all of those things are topics that we cover. And another place where I offer some support is in the free Facebook group. So the therapy intensive community, that's a really, really fun place where people come and ask their specific questions and get feedback and all that kind of stuff. I love hearing from people like, I did my intensive this weekend. This is what happened, blah, blah, blah. So it's a really fun, even just to be a fly on the wall, if you're not
sure
you yourself, or just sort of like, intensive curious, but not quite ready to dive all the way in. It's really fun to just see what other people are doing and get ideas and inspiration.
No, I was going to say I'm in that group. And yeah, just seeing what other people are talking about. I was just looking at some of the comments today and I'm like, oh, I had never thought of that. Like somebody was talking about like a couple's intensive and, you know, challenges with that or unique things. I was like, oh, I never thought about that thing. And so, yeah, I think there's such this idea of like competition in general. As women, like we feel that we have to be in competition with one another, which like, why? Mm-hmm. I think as therapists, we feel that way a lot of times too. Like, oh, well, if you're getting clients, then I'm not getting clients. And like, it's like, no, there's enough to go around and we can support one another and collaborate and connect rather than like have this competition piece. And so I love communities like that where, you know, someone is like, oh, I have this idea. And they're like, yeah, go for it. Or someone's like, oh, I could do that too. And it's not going to take anything away from your practice because it's my own practice, or it's in a different state, or it's a different way that I'm doing it, or it's because I'm just a different person than who you are. Like we can support one another in these things.
Exactly. I love it. We're all better for it. You know, there's things that people bring up and you're like, oh my gosh, that's such a great idea. Or you're like, well, that wouldn't really work for me, but I'm glad that it's working for you. And
sure,
it's just good to have a wider perspective.
Yeah.
And we're cheering for each other. We're like celebrating with each other. Yeah.
Which we need more of, especially in this world and in this field, we need more of that because we do hard work. We do intensive work, right? It's really hard work. And even if you work for a group practice or if you work for a clinic, it's not like we are doing the hard work side by side per se. Like, we are in that room mm-hmm. alone with that client. And so, you know, we're having to bear witness and hold space for this really intense stuff. So yeah, to have other people to support and champion us in our work is so needed. So needed.
Yeah. That brings up something else for me, which is that I really feel like intensives are kind of one of those like fill your cup sort of experiences, because like you're saying, like the work we do is so hard, and even when it's meaningful, it can feel depleting or like take a toll. And my experience has been, these have been some of the richest and most like fulfilling moments that I've had with clients. And so, you know, if I feel like I've been pouring out my cup like more and more and more, it's like it actually starts to refill a little bit, which is just so nice to be like, wow, that like, that's why I do this. Like, that is why I am a therapist. It's just a really good feeling. And we don't always get that feeling.
No. So, I mean, you see people comment, you know, in different Facebook groups, or you think it yourself, and I'm preaching to the choir right now, like, why am I doing this? Right. Yeah. Like, we all have moments like that, that even if we love the work we do, there are moments that we question ourselves, right? Mm-hmm. Like, am I in the right field? And then you have those sessions, or you have those clients that you're like, yes, this is why I, you know, decided to do this work. And it's a reminder of the meaningful place that we're holding, you know, space for these people in the world. And it's really cool to hear that intensives is just another way to kind of tap into that as a reminder for ourselves.
Yeah, for sure.
So I know you have a free challenge that's coming up. Can you share a little bit about that?
Yes, I'm so pumped. It's the 4-day challenge to launch intensives in 2024. Yes. So we're breaking it down, because a lot of times people are like, oh, it's like so much work. I don't even know. Like, I don't even know where to start. And we're going to break it down into small steps. We start on Monday, January 8th. And every day there's going to be a live call, and I will tell you exactly what to do, guide you every step of the way. And there's little, this might trigger some people, little homework assignments. We'll say action
yes,
steps.
Yes.
That are manageable, achievable, simple things to do each day. Yeah. And by the end, everyone will have the ability to launch an intensive for the first time. I'm so thrilled. I love to help people kind of get over that first hurdle, just so you can see what it's like, and then see if it's a good fit for you and your practice or for your clients. But you don't know until you've done that first one. So we'll break it down and make it super, super simple.
Well, and it sounds like that would be a great way for people just to kind of like experiment with ideas, but also, like you said, to brainstorm and, you know, those ideas that were like, oh, that would never work, or, you know, I need support in figuring this stuff out, that could be a great opportunity to kind of play and, you know, over those 4 days in that challenge with you.
Exactly. It's like, let's get the simple skeleton in place and then have fun with it.
Yes.
And see what's possible. Most of the people that I talk to, they have a client already in mind. They're like, this would be perfect for them. And then they already know you. You already know them. Like, it's a really comfortable way to get started. And the results have been really cool.
Yeah. And we'll have a link for that in the show notes. So if people are interested in signing up, it's a week from today, I believe, when this goes live, a week from today that the challenge starts. So yeah, people can sign up and they'll get an email, I'm assuming, like with information. Okay, perfect. Perfect. Yep. Where else can people find you if they want to connect with you?
Yeah. So my practice is kaleidoscopecounselingstl.com, and that has everything about intensive design lab, copywriting, copy coaching, all the things are there in one place. So that's a good way to find me, or in the Facebook group, Therapy Intensive Community, launching therapy intensives in private practice.
And we'll have links to both of those as well in the show notes. Stephanie, it was so great getting to chat with you today. Like I said to listeners, we will be hearing again from Stephanie shortly. So we can talk just about religious trauma and how we work with clients around that too. So I just thank you for being here today. And I'm excited. My wheels were turning as we were talking about like, oh, okay, here's something for me to think about as a way to offer this or, you know, an option to consider with that. So yeah, I'm excited, and I'm excited for our listeners to be able to chat with you and experiment with some of this with you.
Awesome. Thank you so much for having me.
Thanks, Stephanie. Wonderful. Thank you so much for listening to the Raise to Empower podcast. Check the show notes for all links and resources mentioned in the show. If you found today's episode helpful or inspiring, be sure to share it with your therapist friends. And don't forget to subscribe to the show and leave your 5-star rating and review. It truly means so much to me and will help us get our message of empowerment out to other women and mom clinicians. And I'd love to connect with you in our Facebook community. So check out the show notes for the link or head to bit.ly/raise to empower to join us. I'll see you back here next week.